Welcome to the program.
Yes, I was wondering, have we heard from Sam Hawk or Father Ricky Ricks lately?
Well, Father Ricky Ricks was, I believe, excommunicated by Pope Benedict XVI.
The new pope excommunicated him?
No, that's not right. Father Ricky Ricks had problems communicating with his ex. That's what he told me.
He
wasn't always a priest.
No. And he did get married, you know.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know that, apparently.
Before he became a priest.
Well, no, I'm talking about lately he's gotten married. I wasn't supposed to let you know that, I guess, but...
He did?
Yeah, he's gotten married, yeah.
What?
That's right. So you could send him a wedding present.
Fred, did he really get married?
Yeah, he got married. We married a gal, her name was Marilyn, I think, and...
What?
Yep.
He left the priesthood?
No, he didn't leave. He's still counseling down there in St. Louis, and...
You can't get married.
What do you mean you can't? There's nothing you can't do, Tommy.
Why don't you walk through a wall? I'll put you on hold. Tell me how that goes. 5, 4, 3, 2. How'd you do that?
I'm going to turn on Nancy Fox right now.
You'll do nothing of the sort. Father Ricky Ricks has gone and wed?
Yes. His wife's name is Marilyn, I believe.
Fred, did he quit being a priest?
No, he's counseling, Tommy.
That doesn't matter. You cannot be a priest. He was a priest.
Well, we're all priests.
Oh, I'm putting you on hold and sending you through some sheetrock. Well, that's not sheetrock. Do you have his number?
I've got the number in the book here somewhere, but I
got to call him right now.
Got to call him right now.
To find out what the heck, he's gone mad.
Well,
is this all because of Benedict?
But this is going to get
He's a freaking Benedict. Benedict Arnold. Pope Benedict Arnold. Father Benedict Arnold.
This is going to get me in hot water because he told me I shouldn't tell you this.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Whoops-a-daisy.
A big blunder.
What? Padre! So he just couldn't fight the urge any longer, huh?
I'll get you a number while Nancy gives the news, and...
I'll tell you, I almost admire him. For at least going with an adult woman instead of So, what do you... I'd like to get the number from you, Fred.
I'll get the number that I've got, and let's get Nancy on there.
All right, I'll get... Oh, my God, it is time for the Wildcat. Thanks, Fred. What would I do without you?
God only knows.
Even though he wasn't in the Navy, Fred runs a tight ship.
But here's the one about the Navy now, while I've got that in mind. I joined the Navy to see the world. And what did I see? I saw the sea. I saw the Atlantic and the Pacific, but the Atlantic wasn't terrific, and the Pacific wasn't what it was cracked up to be. Now they all say the Admiral is as fine as he can be, but we never see the Admiral because the Admiral has never seen the sea. I joined the Navy to see the world. And what did I see? I saw the sea. Now, well, Nancy takes over there and gets her good things in. I'm going to get that number for you.
Thanks,
you can call. Somebody must know more about him being married.
Just get the number. I'll take it from there.
Yeah, all right. All right, Tommy. Yeah.
Okay, you go do that.
I'll hold on here.
Okay, hold on. Oh, Wildcat.
Yes.
The good padre went and got hitched, and Fred said he's still a priest.
How does that work?
I have no idea. Fred's not a Catholic. I don't think he knows what he's talking
about. Okay, all right. I thought maybe there was some divine intervention or, some mystery here that
The padre was a virile young man when I saw him last. And had a lot of energy. And I'm not shocked to hear that, you know, my brother was in the seminary at one point. And then he found a gal. And I knew another buddy of mine who was in the seminary, and he found a gal. And nixed the whole deal.
It's got to be tough.
My dad used to put out these brochures trying to talk people into becoming priests.
Mm-hmm.
Did I ever tell you this?
No.
Yeah, my dad, they hired him, the Catholic Church, the diocese in St. Paul or something, hired him to help talk people. It was like a recruiter.
Okay.
Like a military recruiter, but for the priesthood. And he put out these brochures for high school kids, you know, hey, you might want to think about becoming a priest. Look at the advantages. And it had nothing to do with spirituality. The advantages were the amount of time you'd get to golf. I'm serious. I wish I had those brochures. What'd Fred just do in the background? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Ouch.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
All right,
and say
let's leave it there. On the priesthood, you're going to give the benefit of the doubt? Or
no,
Fred. Leave it there. Fred, are you there?
Yeah, I'm
I see. What did you come up with here? Oh, I tell you.
I got a number here.
All right, give it to Jason. Jason, can you get that from Freddie? Wildcat. Isn't this wild? Isn't he a wild cat? This crazy padre, Father Ricky Ricks. Now, you know him, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, you probably... He used to live in northern Colorado and catch the show all the time.
Okay.
He ran a place called the Grace Boys Ranch. And no jokes there either. And the thing is, he moved to Missouri and can't get the show, so that's why he doesn't call anymore.
I see.
But
does he have any connection to Minnesota? Is he a native Minnesotan? Or
no.
He just started listening to the program when he was living out in Colorado.
He was living in Colorado. One time we had a little party to raise some money for the Grace Boys Ranch, and he flew up for the party. And we got him some dough. And then he flew back with it and pretty much blew it on this gal. No, I don't know that he did that. But he ended up going to Missouri. And apparently, Missouri women, to make a beautiful lover.
What part of Missouri? Any idea?
The show me part.
And I bet you did.
You show me yours, girl, and I'll show. All right, you got a number? All right, what are you pointing at? The wall? What'd you just point at, Jason? An imaginary friend?
I pointed at the computer, meaning it's on your computer.
Oh, it is. Oh, that was odd. All right, Wildcat, we're going to call this character, okay?
All right, you want me to stick around for this?
Yeah, because
okay.
I can introduce you to him.
All right.
Although it may get him looking in your direction. Let's see here.
That'd be awfully big of him.
There's still time, right? Not till next week. Are
he
you married?
He already has a wife.
Yeah, but did I tell you he's a Mormon? Let's see. Okay. Awfully late to be calling the padre. He's gonna kill Fred. Fred's dead. Hello, the Ricks residence. Mrs. Ricks. Mrs. Ricks! Mrs. Father Ricks. I think this must... You know what? He bought her with his answering machine. He pawned his answering machine and got a wife.
Gift of the Magi?
Look at this. Who the hell doesn't have an answering machine? Of course, look at me. I have a rotary dial still. But I'm an anachronism.
His life isn't an acronym. His life isn't an acronym. His life isn't an acronym. Have pity on this fool.
Right about now, Padre's saying... All right, let's give it a rest, hon. I'll get that. Well, Fred, is the joke on me?
No, this is no joke. This is what he told me, and I wasn't supposed to divulge it to anyone. So I'm a bad
friend. Repent, oh undertaker, but, Fred, or hell is what you'll see once you're dead.
I know. But is 303 the area code down in the St. Louis area? I don't even know.
You mean you made that part up?
No, I haven't made it up, but
well,
I've got several other numbers for the when it used to be the old Grace Boys Ranch and all that. But
now it's Rick and Grace's Ranch.
You call this number and see if you get anybody on this one, Tommy. 483.
Yeah. 432-5266. All right. I'm going to call that right now.
Go try that.
Right this second. Boy, that's loud in my head. Oh, how's it ringing already? I didn't even finish dialing. How can it be ringing already? This could be a magic moment. God? Who are we going to talk? Hello? How could it be ringing? I didn't get done. We're sorry.
We're sorry.
I'm sorry you exist. Try one more time. Fred is... Why do I allow Fred to ruin my show? Look at... All right, Fred. Fred, no more jokes now. Quit playing with me.
No, no jokes.
Yeah.
No.
Fred, it rings before I finish the number.
Well, I suppose that was the old number down at the Grace Boys Ranch.
You're just getting even with me because I made you and your wife watch My Dinner with Andre.
They had 970 on there, and it was changed to 483, I think. But I
Wildcat, you want to go home, don't you?
I was just going to ask if you dialed a 1 first.
I did.
Okay.
I did. Didn't I dial a 1?
I don't know. You were dialing. I can't see what you're
doing
there.
I'm pretty sure I did. Sure I did. Who's that yahoo on the other line, Jason? Is that Father Ricky Ricks?
I haven't screened it yet.
Oh. Let me just see who that is. Hello?
Hey, I was just going to tell you that the 303 is a Denver, Colorado Springs area.
Oh, well, that's an old number then from when he still lived there.
Right.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Hey, by any chance, do you know how a banjo, a 5-string banjo is tuned? Which strings are what number or what letter?
Well, I at least can give you that info. Hang tight. I'm going to make sure you have that info before you get out of here. Give me the notes on a 5-string banjo, somebody. EADGBE? No. Hello. What are the five horsemen of the apocalypse, Wildcat? EADGBE?
No, I couldn't tell you.
My dog has fleas. Let's see. The 5 strings on a banjo are... Where's
wouldn't it be E, G, B, D? Oh, I suppose E would come before F.
Except after C. Here's somebody now.
Or when adding ING.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Hi, do you know?
Missouri would be 314-503-5332. That's the Grace Ranch Ministries, and Father Rick is actually mentioned on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Mrs. Ricks in there? 314-what?
Richard Ricks.
Yeah, Ricky
Father...
Ricks.
Yeah.
But not Gracie. Okay, 314, then what?
503. 5332.
Thanks so much. And what strings are on a banjo?
Mishki.
I'm sorry. I won't do that to you. Let's see. There isn't anybody answering that question, ma'am.
I hear you.
I'm trying. Hey, Jason, you ought to be able to go on that dumb buter right there and get an answer for her, but hang on a second. Just put, what are the notes of the strings of a banjo or something like that? Can we give this woman something for the effort? I mean, if nothing else, how about on her deathbed she receives total consciousness? Fred, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, hang on, Freddie. Hang on. What a waste of a radio program. Why do I work here? Because management sleeps. This is the actual Grace Boys Ranch. We'll probably be able to eavesdrop as the youngsters are whipped. I hope not. I hope that's not what's happening. Uh-oh. Who got it there? Who got that? Oh, God, that's a little young. We might have info on the banjo here.
Hello?
Hi, you old dog. It's Mishki.
Mishki, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Padre. How's life down there?
What are you up to?
I'm doing a radio show.
You're off the air, right?
Hell no. I mean, heck no to you. No, I'm on the air. We're live and in what kind of color is it? What's that kind of color on television?
Technicolor.
Technicolor, yeah.
We're in live in Technicolor, huh?
Yeah.
What a deal. I didn't catch the number that was coming in.
Oh, yeah. Well, 646-TALK, 646-8255, or long distance, 877-615-1500. Give a call. We're talking about capital punishment, legalization of drugs. And, hey, Padre, are you in Missouri right now?
Yes, I am.
Is this home?
Yeah, I'm not at home right now.
You're working?
Yeah, I'm working all the time. Are you kidding?
Uh-huh. See,
I like our new Pope.
Oh, you know, we've already had him on the show.
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
You did him live, huh?
He harmonized with Fred on Go Tell It on the Mountain. Hey, a little birdie landed on my shoulder about a week and a half ago. I'm not going to give away the birdie's name and told me you're married.
Who told you that?
Little birdie.
Well, Catholic priests don't do that, so we won't go there.
So that's impossible?
Well, it's not impossible. Certain... the Lutherans, some of the Lutherans are married down here in the diocese of St. Louis, and certain ones are, yeah.
Okay. So, in other words, that was a bald-faced lie.
I can't say that, but, are we on the air?
Well, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not supposed to be. Let's just say there's some special magic that could be weaved, but... Yeah.
You're getting the hopes up of a lot of priests listening in tonight going, they didn't tell me about the magic thing.
What's all about?
Bob, what's the magic stuff?
I'm into a lot of trouble here.
No, they don't listen down there. These birds, you know, they'll say anything. Usually it's a mating call. Wait a minute, let me take that back.
Aren't you? Yeah, I'll be about
no, actually, our ratings have never been lower. It's pretty much Fred and Wildcat.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's been about three people, huh?
I'd like to introduce you to Wildcat Fox. Wildcat Fox is, I'd say our newswoman, but we haven't had news since a year. I can't remember when. Wildcat Fox, meet Father Ricky Ricks.
Hello, Father Ricky Ricks. Nice to meet you.
Hello, Miss Fox. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Is the Grace Boys Ranch still alive and kicking?
Yes, it is. It's doing well. We're busy with that.
Uh-huh. Still taking donations?
You can send me $1 million any time. Sure.
Great. Where do people send? Do you have a website?
Yeah, it's graceboysranch.org.
Graceboysranch.org.
Uh-huh.
All right. And is there one in Colorado or no?
Yeah, we have a small facility in Colorado, a small house right now. I still have the land out there, but I'm not using that.
Okay, and where is the ranch in Missouri?
The ranch in Missouri is outside of Springfield.
Springfield.
No kidding. I have an uncle who lives outside of Springfield.
My friend's...
Verona.
Yeah. I know where Verona is. Yeah, what does he do there?
He sells tractors.
Yeah. Minneapolis Moline tractors, to be exact.
What is the name of his place there?
Welter's Farm Supply.
I know where that is. Isn't that wonderful?
I've had the guy on the show. We call him Uncle Ed. He's freaking nuts.
Uncle Ed.
Uncle Ed.
Yeah.
Was he on Green Acres a while back?
Well, they wouldn't allow him on Green Acres. He was on a show called Twisted Heinous Acres.
But he looks a lot like Ichabod Crane.
Yeah.
Ichabod Crane.
If Ichabod Crane were an amputee. You know those farm accidents? 1, 2, 3, we said no more. But
Father, will I go to heaven after working with Mishki for 2.5 years?
Absolutely. You're
good.
A saint.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Hey, Padre.
Hey, Padre,
are you believing any of those predictions of that crazy Malachi fella?
I've been listening to Benedict 16 here. He's got some good predictions going on. Have you been broadcasting those? Or?
No, the prediction I heard from that Malachi prophet from the whatever 14th century, 16th century, whatever, says we get one more pope after this guy and it's the end of the world.
That's what they're saying. You know, there's, I think it's called Mary Without Chains, or Peter Without Chains is the church in Rome.
Did you say?
There's only one space left. There's Peter with chains and Peter without chains in Rome. There's two big churches there.
Oh, okay. I also heard the next pope would be the Antichrist. Is that right?
Well, I don't know about that, but there's only one space left for the pictures, right?
Oh.
When you take the tour over there, you go see all the churches.
Oh, okay.
And this space would be Benedict the 16th, and then there'd be no more spaces left. So that's
so they pretty much have it planned. It sounds like the whole thing's planned.
It is.
It's like planning a wedding. They've planned the end of the world in Rome. They have it. They even know who's invited. It's crazy.
Who better to plan the end of the world, right?
When was the last time you were at the Vatican?
Oh, it's been a long, long time. They don't exactly call me up all the time if they come on over for coffee.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be getting any calls anymore.
Maybe not now. You just kind of ruined that. I think I'm excommunicated all of a sudden here.
You might get special dispensation because of the boys' ranch, but guess who's here?
I have to...
Uh-oh, we lost him.
Oh, you lost him?
Doggone it.
Well... I want to get his number because I'm going to...
Hang on. I hate when this happens. It drives me nuts. That's not it. Look at all those lines. Hello? Hello?
Yeah?
Oh, are you the one with the banjo?
Yes.
Forgot all about you.
That's all right. I've been enjoying it nonetheless.
What are the strings, Jason?
Well, I'm not very musically inclined. I put it on your screen, but it's G-D-G-B-D. But I don't know what the small and the little, or the small D and the small
G-D,
channel.
G-D-G-B-D. That sounds like the way computers talk to each other on Star Wars.
Delta, Golf, G-D-G-B-D. Bravo, Alpha.
Goggles, Danny. Goggles, Bob, Dan. That's Goggles, Danny. Goggles, Bob, Dan. What the hell am I?
Roger
that's a,
that.
Go dangle... Gipper boy, Doug. Go dangle Gipper boy, Doug.
Thanks, Whiskey.
Okay, see ya.
Have a good night.
Phone call coming in. I'm on it. Hello? Chop, chop.
Chop, chop.
Is that you, Padre?
That's me.
I don't know who disconnected you. Here's Undertaker Fred.
Yeah. Fred!
Rick.
How are you?
I'm not...
Going to hell, from what I can tell.
Are you a little dirty or something?
I am the culprit. I am the culprit, and I couldn't...
Uh-oh.
I don't have your number. I'll have to get the number now from Tommy, because I can't call you anymore, and I got so doggone sick of not being able to let anybody know that you were married that I...
Walk the daisy!
The fan hit it, and I had to tell people that, and if I beg your forgiveness, Father Rick, if I...
Well, it's automatic excommunication. I mean, I'm in deep trouble, but that's, the trial's tomorrow, and, you know... That's
trial tomorrow?
Yeah.
<You're> gonna...
Here comes the hatchet.
There it goes.
Well, I can't. Yeah, I mean, I you know, I'm not a lawyer, so I have no real. I am a priest, but.
But you are an undertaker, after all.
I should be able to keep confidences, I'm sorry I've erred in this.
That's okay, Fred. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be just fine.
I want to hear that from the Padre.
Padre, tell Fred everything's going to be just fine.
Just fine, Fred. Just fine. You can bury me after they cut my head off tomorrow. So that'd be no problem.
Everything's going to be okay.
You ever
okay?
think of becoming a Lutheran, Padre?
I am now, yeah. I just called my attorney. He suggested the same thing.
Well, you've got that big Missouri Synod down there, don't you?
Wait, someone else is weighing in here.
Missouri Synod. I'll have to run over there tomorrow.
I don't want to be too hard on you, Padre, but get used to that sound.
Yeah,
wait a minute. okay. All right, we gotta. All right, stop that. Now. All right, we gotta shut her down here, boys. Well, Padre, I got a break because we're getting near the top of the hour. Still got to get to a couple of commercials. I'll talk to you off the air here. Hang on there. I'll hear your confession. Well, what an interesting, what an unusual, What a rare treat that was. And moments like that can only happen when you pull together a priest and an undertaker in the old Mishki broadcast. So that's a recipe that had never been experimented with before in the history of man. until the mid-90s, when we first began to experiment with Mishki, an undertaker, and a priest. And I'll tell you, that has gone in some strange directions, but tonight tops it, I think. I only hope Sister Eucharista's listening. Hey, sis, how about that for good radio, huh? I'll have to write her at the convent and send her the tape. KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis. Sleep well.